Yo, what's going on, people? Welcome to the Miles Mikulski podcast, where we talk to some of your favorite artists and talk all things music related, mainly hip hop, but you know, you might have to fling in a few things along the way. If you enjoy any of the content, make sure you follow me on socials at Miles Mikulski. Basically, it's in my name. If you're listening to it right now, you'll be able to see my name right there. I ain't gonna spell it out because that's kind of long still, but follow me on socials to keep updated on who the next guest will be in the future. Anyway, without further ado, let's get into another episode of the Miles Mikulski podcast.
All right, Curtis, man, what are you saying?
Good afternoon, boss. How you doing, bro?
I'm not too bad, man. I'm glad to see you're doing well. Glad to see that you got another tune out for us. We got to talk about a few things, man, before we kind of get to the man, innit? Before the main song right now. So, obviously, we know that you've kind of repackaged and repurposed yourself now. 2021, you know, obviously, Check Your Balance, you know, big song. Like, people be feeling it, people loving it.
And then, thank you.
No worries, bro. And then now we've got this one. But obviously, some people who are like hardcore fans would have known that you've been putting out music for a long time before that. So talk me through a bit of the journey from, like, you know, the song that you made with like Darko a couple years back, all the way through to this point.
Bro, you know, it actually goes way further than before Darko. Basically, like, my music journey was a crazy journey, man. I started when I was in sixth form, college. I was using the school's studio with my friends, and yeah, I made my first song. It was very whack.
Everyone says that about their first song. I know it was probably better than that.
No, trust me, bro. It was whack. Like, guys were laughing at it. It was all funny. But that actually motivated me to do better, because I felt like that's when I realized the difference between sound engineering. Like, I actually went to a proper engineer this time and we got it done. My first song was called Bad Girl. Big Up Zilla was my guy. We ended up forming a group called TMG. That was with me, Zilla, and someone that you might as well know now is Odell. And we released a song under TMG called TMG Anthem. And that was actually what kind of like got me into the limelight then. But it was as a group. Then, yeah, we just started working with people in the industry, such as like Too Loud, Notes, you know. You were under Too Loud for a sec, and yeah, man, the story just went, and then we ended up with another management with Darko and AJ Productions and Odell and me and Zilla. So yeah, man, it's been a long journey, man. That's where me and Darko made our song Gas Station.
Yeah.
And then I went, and then everyone else was just still doing their thing with the music, and I was still releasing, but not as frequently and not with the right push, because obviously I had to focus on uni. Now fast forward to this year. This year I had to just push myself, man. I had to push myself. There was no other option, man. I was struggling with uni. I had a kid, like I had my mom at home. Like, just, man, I had to just do something, man. So yeah, bro, I pushed myself.
It's mad though, because you think about it, like you said, so much stuff going on, and the fact that you put so much work in as well, it all kind of just paid off at the top end of the year, innit?
Yeah, bro, literally, I swear to God, like, we thank God, like for everything, literally.
Because the video, like, obviously the kind of dance moves that everyone was doing, like, the one thing I was going to say is, there was never an official remix, was there?
No, there wasn't, and hopefully there will still be.
I was gonna say, you gotta do one, man, because there's a lot of life in that track. Like, you look at the, obviously I don't like looking at numbers all the time, innit, but it hasn't hit a mil yet, and I know you get the right person, or like 2-3 people on that remix.
Yeah,
it's so
gone.
summer jam 2021 2022, all of the years, man.
Bro, I need plug, man. I need this to be plugged in quickly with Africa, like, but
how's the connection been? Because obviously the music you're making now is more Afrocentric than more kind of like some of the rappier stuff that you was doing before, right?
Yeah.
So like, has there been a good reception from like I would say actual Africans, that's a bit mad still. Africans in Africa, that's what I should say. It's easier that way.
Yeah, man. Yeah, definitely. Like I've had a few artist management and artist A&Rs in Africa hitting up my team, just be like, wow, this guy's crazy. And that's literally what I always wanted, that I wanted to be known in Africa, my homeland. Like, look at me, a small guy from the UK, a black African guy from the UK. Normally, like, I wouldn't feel, I'm not trying to be controversial, but it's like, it's still not like your country. Do you get what I mean? Like, it's, I want my real people to know who I am. Like, imagine you've got family back home and they're banging out your music and your family's like, who's this? Said, oh, this is Enny. Like, it was, do you know what I mean, bro? I want that sort of.
Yeah.
That's what I want, man.
I hear it. Keep going.
And I said, and I appreciate the fact that people are already looking at it and knowing it's me.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's important, like you said. I think where you're coming from, or correct me if I'm wrong, is like, do you want like the authentic audience to appreciate it more so than like the European audience, basically?
Yeah, really and truly, yeah. Because I know that once my authentic audience appreciates it, it's still going to be like a domino effect, because we've all got like family and siblings and something everywhere in the country and in the world.
100%. And listen, everyone's got one cousin that will bang the music out differently still. But yeah, so going through now, obviously, like, we're seeing that we're not even halfway through the year yet. Obviously, you've dropped this brand new single now, and it's starting to get a bit of traction, it's getting a bit of love and support from different places. So why The Man? Obviously, the concept of the video is actually very cool as well, so shout out to you for that. But
thank you, perfect.
No worries. But like, yeah, why The Man? What was the inspiration behind it? Break it down for us.
So yeah, man, The Man was made, best believe, The Man was made the same time that I joined Tiffany joined my team, that we started working together.
Yeah.
This was just solely because I was very like excited, and I really wanted to prove something. I really wanted to make music that they'll connect with them straight away. So it's not like, yeah, I'm just with them because of a buzz or something. So yeah, man, I just came with The Man because, you know, I was feeling like The Man, you know, just signed it, just happy, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And everyone loved the song. Like, was like what I wanted to happened. They loved the song, and we just went up with that.
Yeah, like, I think right now as well, as more people get to hear the song, share the song and stuff like that, I think the fact that now you've got a machine behind you, some people are very pro machine, anti machine when it comes to signing to a record label. Like, what made you want to kind of go with the label at this point of your career? Because obviously, it's still, if apart from the backstory side of things that we spoke about like 5 minutes ago, it's still very early in your career right now. So, what made you want to go with signing as opposed to saying, like, yo, let me stay indie for a bit and then let's go?
Do you know what it is? I've been indie for a bit, like I said. Check Your Balance was released without me being signed anyway, and I hit like a quarter of a million before I got signed, and it was just like, cool, I know the strategies that I could do in place. I want to see what the big three could do for me, like the big heads can do for me. Do you know what I mean? And I realized it's not just about the label push. You have to push yourself once you're with them. That, you know what I mean, you can't just be slacking and sitting down and just letting everything be done for you. Obviously, some people say that I stress too much, because I'm a guy where if I want something, I want it, and I want it the correct way. So I enjoy being with the team, because the team know how to like calm me down when I'm stressed, and they know how to like keep me level headed, and I just want to see how much they could develop me as an artist.
I mean, have you got like a goal for yourself in the next like year, 2 years, 3 years?
Yeah, man, I want to take over, man. I want to have more of a bigger name. Like, I want to just know that if I go in Nigeria, these guys say, see Fresh Boy, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, people recognize me, could turn up. Like, I'm a guy, I like to turn up. Like, this life is too short for you to always just be stressed, you know? I want to enjoy what I'm doing, and yeah, man. I'm just excited for what we can do, because 5 years has to be crazy, bro.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, when you're kind of looking back, are you someone that appreciates? I know a lot of creative people, they're always working, so they never get a chance to, like, appreciate what they've accomplished so far.
Yeah, bro. I've had enough time to appreciate what God has like, bro, if you knew the position I was in last year, bro. Like, I even made a song about it, it's called Proud, innit? Like, you'll be proud of people, like from having from the mud. Do you know when people say from the mud? I was from the dirtiest of the mud, bro. Like, just like I was in my last legs, and at the right time, God came through.
Yeah.
You know?
Listen, I'm happy to hear that as well, you know. I've got God out here, but, you know, I'm still proud to. You know what I'm saying? Simple ones.
Come on, bro.
Well, let's talk about some of the work that you're going to do in the future then. Like, obviously, if we're talking about features, like, you got newcomers out there who are putting in a lot of work in the last year as well, like Nigeria, like Omalay. Like, obviously, he's become so big. And then you've got other more established artists like Olamide, like, you've got, like, Technos, Latin, all those people. Are these people that you want to be connecting with and working with? Or have you got your set people that you're already trying to, you know, pencil things in with?
Yeah, man, like, these names you mentioned now, I'm definitely on work with them, man. Regarding, like, the Afro industry, like, I always wanted to work with the old artists that have been working for a while. And at the same time, because of the generation we're in and the new music that's coming out, like, the new music is crazy, you know, like this is big step for African music. As in, like, we have new artists such as Bede Shmurda, we have Omalay, we even have Amapiano, bro. Like, what? Do you know what's gonna happen this year? Oh gosh, I wanna everyone, man.
Listen, if it weren't for Corona and things locking stuff off, yeah, Afro Nation would have been amazing last year, let alone this year.
I swear down.
Yeah. Right. They need to give people better money though, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, what's that?
I'm one of the victims though.
You're one of the victims.
No, I'm asking, I hope you won.
Oh no. Listen. I made
because
sure.
Don't worry, Afro Nation, I feel like it's gonna come back bigger because obviously he's just been locked down and it's just crazy.
Yeah, listen, they better give everyone a free pounded yam and some jollof rice, man, because they done everyone dirty. Anyway, let me move away from that, because obviously we want to try and get you on the bill next year for that, you know what I'm saying? But
amen.
What's the plan? Like, what's the rest of the year? What are you trying to do? Because obviously we're still kind of in a bit of a techie time right now where you can't kind of do shows. Obviously people are saying June, but I don't want to say June you're going to be out here doing performances because you don't know. So what's the plan for you for the rest of the year?
For the rest of the year with me, man, I just want to develop. I want to grow. I want to hit my first milli. I want to hit my first 10 milli. Yeah, man, this year I have to do so much this year, man. It's in the works, yeah. We're gonna get there shortly. This year, I wanna be like 10 steps ahead of what I was last year. Even though last year I was 10 steps ahead of what I was like 2 months before that. But I just want to just always be growing, like, not just like short growth sprouts, but like the major ones, like in this year, like each song I release, I just want a huge improvement in each one. So, yeah, man.
Yeah, so, like, I know it's too early to say right now, but it might not be at the same time. Are we getting another record for summer, or is this the summer record? The Man is the summer record right now?
No. We've got something loading for summer. Like, hopefully you get it very soon. And, yeah, man, pretty much.
Listen, I'm looking forward to hearing that still. Listen. Just keep doing your thing, man. Like, obviously, for people listening right now as well who've been supporting you, and even people that are just going to be listening to you from this year, like, what do you want to say to the fans, supporters, everyone who's showing you love right now?
Literally, big up everybody showing me love. Like, without you guys, I won't be here. Like, I want you guys to keep showing me love, because I want to be that story that you feel like you've been a part of. Like you are a part of it, because everyone's seen me come from nothing, man. Literally, I was just a Twitter boy that was just dancing and then play my songs, and everybody was just fucking with it. I mean, man, my language, everyone was vibing with it, and yeah, man, it just got me to where I am now. And now it's not even just that I came from a buzz, now everybody could really see my talent. So you guys, I appreciate you guys. I'm definitely not gonna let you down. I'm gonna show you as much quality music as possible. I promise you guys that. So keep supporting me.
Listen, Curtis has told you, look, it's simple as that. Go and support it. If you haven't heard the tunes right now, go on to Spotify, Apple Music, all streaming services. You know what to do. It's set.
Come on. Come on.
Curtis J, man. Appreciate you every single time.
Appreciate you, Miles, man. You already know it is.
Yeah, yeah. Looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to seeing what else you got cooking up, bro. That's what I'm saying.
Come on, bro. Come on, bro. You already know. Hopefully, you'll be disappointed as well.
Say again.
I said, hopefully you won't be disappointed as well.
Listen, I'm a person, I'm very critical when it comes to music, innit? Like, so from what I'm hearing so far, especially the 2021 onward stuff, I like it. So keep up the momentum, do bits, and I'm going to be here playing the songs, and we'll be talking again soon.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate it.
No worries, appreciate bro. You.